I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
And summer is gone.
It's gone.
But we can look forward to the fall. We'll be racing to Downton Abbey.
It, Chapter 2, kicks off the fall movie season. How did you feel about that one?
I thought it was a mess.
So the movie is crazy.
It's just too many characters.
The dialogue is awful, but it's funny. It's actually a comedy.
Well, it's had a powerful impact on me. I can never look down a sewer. I can't. Are you looking forward to Joker?
Of course, I'm looking forward to Joker. I'm looking forward to Rambo.
Wait a minute. Now, Joker.
Yes.
Big buzz on it.
Yeah.
Because Joaquin Phoenix is doing his Christian Bale thing. He's lost 50 pounds into playing Batman's nemesis.
Yeah. Sans Batman.
And you got to give the guy some credit when you consider Heath Ledger had a nomination.
This is about the only one of a handful of actors of his generation that could take that on.
Wow.
You saw what happened to Jared Leto. He took on the Joker.
That's right.
And sort of imploded in a...
Yep.
This is an origin story in the vein of Taxi Driver and King of Comedy.
That's right.
Produced by Scorsese. De Niro's in it.
Yes.
Actually, it looks to me like a mashup of Taxi Driver and King of Comedy.
I think so. He's a failed comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Now, that's crazy.
Little kid, World War II.
Yeah, has an imaginary friend.
Hitler. Played for laughs.
We know the producers did this.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Hitler motif. It was played for laughs.
Yeah.
The Life is Beautiful.
Right.
Where he actually won the Oscar for that role.
Roberto
in a camp.
Benigni.
Yeah. So how do you make it funny?
It has, I don't know, it's a high wire act. You know, you either have to be Mel Brooks or Roberto Benigni to pull it off.
Yeah.
This guy, I think, has the chops. So far, buzz is great.
Ad Astra.
But I told you, I can't even keep my mind straight because I haven't seen Rambo yet. Last Blood. Well, and I want to see Ad Astra, but I can't think of anything but Rambo right now.
All right. Well, Ad Astra with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He's going after his dad. Now, I'd go to see Tommy Lee Jones again.
Yeah.
He plays the dad.
Now, see, here's the there's something wrong with the central premise of this movie because Brad Pitt is going looking for Tommy Lee Jones in space. I would think if Tommy Lee Jones was my dad and he was missing, I'm not going to spend any time looking for him.
Or looking at him.
Or looking at him, yes.
Brad Pitt's certainly reaching the peak of his career.
Man, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, now this,
yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Certainly he's going to be nominated for an Oscar this year.
I hope so. So what was the other one you were concerned about, Rambo? Oh, it's not even on my list. I wonder why. What is this, the ninth Rambo or something?
It is the fifth Rambo.
Oh, okay. Are they going to bring back images of Stallone? Because he's not still alive, is he?
He is alive and in great shape, John. And it might not be the last we see of either Rambo or Rock. Big one that I'm looking forward to, I think everybody's looking forward to, I think everyone is sort of on pins and needles about this one, is Scorsese's The Irishman.
Controversy inside, outside.
Most expensive movie that Netflix has ever produced. Expensive mostly because of the de-aging technology they had to use for De Niro to play himself and Pacino to play themselves 30, 40 years younger versions of themselves.
Yeah. And because of the controversy with local theaters and Netflix
about how
much time they can have with it.
Yeah.
So that's itself.
The debated veracity of the source material, the book.
Oh, okay.
That it's based on, some people say, is a bunch of phooey.
Oh, wow.
I don't care if it's phooey or not. It's got De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci pulled out of retirement. Epic gangster movie directed by Scorsese. So
on the other side of the spectrum, probably an Oscar nomination, just as it probably will be for Joaquin Phoenix and Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect Tom Hanks may get a nomination for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Not just because he can imitate him physically. When Hanks puts his mind to it, he can do a good job.
Yeah. I got one more that I think is going to be a contender. I really hope this is as good as what I've been reading. Uncut Gems. A few years back, the Safdie brothers directed a movie called Good Times with Robert Pattinson. Their new movie is called Uncut Gems, starring Adam Sandler. And the buzz is that this movie is original, psychological whirlwind.
Cool.
And that he is amazing in it.
Yeah. A little more spectacular than that one.
Mm.
Ford versus Ferrari. Matt Damon.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And a true story.
A true story. Le Mans, 1966.
Yeah.
That we have some good things to look forward
to. There's all kinds of good things. I'm excited about 100 movies.
I know. It's just when you come back from them, that's what I worry about.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.